The division of North and South Korea has spanned seven decades. Neither side recognizes the other diplomatically, and both claim the entire peninsula. The peninsula is divided along the 38th parallel, and it is in this room, the United Nations Military Armistice Commission's Conference Room T2, where attempts have been made over the years to resolve the lingering differences.
So when we're crossing this table here, we're actually crossing into North Korea?
Yes, you'd be crossing into North Korea. The microphones are recorded and monitored 24 hours a day. The microphones also represent the military demarcation line within the building. So you, sir, and a few other of us that are on this side of the table, we are standing in North Korea at this time, while everybody else on that side of the building still remains in the Republic of Korea.
So how are we allowed to be inside North Korea right now? What constitutes?
We are allowed to be in it because this is a building that's governed by the United Nations Command.
General officers of the United States-led UN Command and the North Korean Army have not met in the room since March of 2009. In recent weeks, North Korea has threatened to renew war and to launch a preemptive nuclear attack on the United States. On March 5th of this year, North Korea declared it was abrogating the ceasefire that it had signed, along with China and the U.S.-led UN command 60 years ago. It made a similar pronouncement in 2009. Shin Chang-hoon is an international law and conflict resolution specialist at the Asan Institute for Policy Studies in Seoul.
Just one party cannot abrogate the armistice treaty. There must be a consensus. I mean, there must be a consent from other party to the armistice treaty. So the North Koreans' argument of the nullification of armistice treaty doesn't have any grounds.
So exactly 1,000 meters from here, due north, is where on July 27, 1953, the armistice was signed, bringing to an end hostilities in the Korean War. But no peace treaty has ever been signed.
Shin says he does not see any progress towards a peace treaty until the current hostile rhetoric eases.
There must be a certain cooling off period between both Koreas. And then, well, as President Park Geun-hye proposed a certain, well, trust-building process. Within this framework of the trust-building process, I think, well, there may be a certain negotiations on the peace treaty.
Until there is a peace treaty, or Korean unification as a result of war or the collapse of the North, this scene will continue to play out every day. Soldiers from two of the world's largest armies standing at alert in a tense standoff. Steve Herman, VOA News, Panmunjom in the Korean DMZ.
What I have told you, by the end of it, my jaw is.